Governor Deal declined to comment on the settlement agreements beyond a statement released by his spokesman Brian Robinson on Friday. In the statement, Robinson said the settlement shows once again the utter dysfunction of the Campaign Finance Commission, which is supposed to enforce our campaign and lobbying laws in a quick and efficient manner.
We issued a statement on that earlier, and I think the statement specifies our feelings on it.
In the meantime, Deal renewed his call for the state legislature to examine Georgia law pertaining to whistleblowers.
None of us want a situation where you have any agency within state government where someone cannot be fired for legitimate reasons and could seek the protection of the whistleblower statute as a defense to their being removed from their position.
And Deal went on to say,
I do not intend in any way to tamper with the general purpose behind a whistleblower statute. I think it serves a very useful and good purpose.
Under the agreement, former Ethics Commission Deputy Sherilyn Stryker will receive $1 million. The state also plans to pay former IT specialist John Hare more than $400,000, and former staff attorney Elizabeth Murray Obertine more than $477,000. The agreements come after a jury verdict in favor of former Executive Secretary Stacey Kalberman, who claimed her pay was reduced and Stryker's position eliminated for investigating Deal. Ethics Commission officials have denied any retaliation or misconduct. Governor Deal has said he was not involved, and last July the Ethics Commission cleared him of any major wrongdoing. Instead, Deal had to pay more than $3,300 related to technical defects in campaign finance disclosure reports. Michelle Wirth, WABE News.